我们先求神我们今天的时间。
Father, we come to you tonight as those that are hungrily waiting, Lord, for you to speak.
主啊，我们现在这群人是非常饥渴的，坐在这里等着你来喂养我们。
Your son, when he came, our Lord Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
当你的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上的时候，他说他是生命的粮。
And we live, Lord, by every word that proceeds from your mouth.
我们活着是靠您口里所出的一切话。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
And so, Father, tonight we pray as we view this beautiful life, the life of your Son, the Lord Jesus, upon earth. Help us, Lord, to see pictures of him in our mind and heart.
主啊，今天晚上当我们观看你儿子这美丽的形象的时候，主啊，求你让我们在头脑里、在心里都形成这样准确的画面。
So, Lord, we pray that the illuminating power of the Holy Spirit might take the words, make them living, and just impress them upon our hearts and beings, we would ask.
主，我们盼望这圣灵光照的大能啊，能够照亮我们的心。
So we wait upon you, blessed God and Father.
我们仰望等候您，我们的父。
And thank you once again in the name, above all names, our Lord Jesus.
我们再次的为万民之上的名，主耶稣基督的名，感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, last week we had a question from Ruth.
我们上个礼拜呢结束的时候 ，Ruth 姐妹问了一个问题。
And the question was, how did the Jews understand the claims that Jesus made?
那这个问题呢，就是为什么犹太人他们其实能明白耶稣宣称自己是神的这个宣告
？How did they understand the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
就他们是怎么明白这个三位一体的神的，就是圣父、圣子和圣灵的？
What was their knowledge, and what was the knowledge based on if they had it?
就如果他们有这样的知识的话，他们的知识又是基于什么呢？
And so I'm going to answer that question first, or try to answer that question, before we begin to get into our study again on the person of our Lord Jesus.
那当我们今天学习这个基督论的内容之前呢，我先尝试着回答一下这个问题。
Now, what did the Jews have? They had...they had the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures.
那犹太人有什么呢？他们有旧约的圣经。
How did those scriptures prepare them for the coming of Jesus?
那这个旧约圣经是如何预备他们等候基督的到来呢？
We're going to look at that in a moment.
我们等一会儿要看一下。
But also they had the announcement of John the Baptist who pointed to the Lord Jesus as the fulfillment of those scriptures.
那同时呢，他们有施洗约翰，施洗约翰呢指向主耶稣基督，说他就是那个应验旧约预言的那一位。
And then they had the miracles of the Lord Jesus that pointed to the fact that he was none other than God in the flesh.
那同时呢，主耶稣基督行的神迹啊，也证明他不是别人，他就是那道成肉身的神。
Now the question that Ruth raised was in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Ruth 的问题呢是关于申命记的六章四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 reads, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
So if the Jew, in Jesus' day, believed that there was only one God, how could Jesus claim to be God's son? That would make two gods.
那也就是说，如果在耶稣生活在地上的时候，那犹太人认为神只有一位的话，如果耶稣说他是神的儿子的话，那岂不就变成了有两个神吗？
Now, to give some background, the call of Abram happened at a particular point in the history of the world.
那我们要给大家讲一点背景，就是呼召亚伯拉罕的时候呢，是在这个世界的这个历史上一个特殊的点。
The world had fallen into idolatry and the worship of many gods.
那那时候的世界呢，他们是陷在拜偶像和乱七八糟各种假神的这种罪里面。
And so God, the God of glory, called Abram out of this world of idolatry, and he revealed himself to him.As the one and only true God.
然后神呢就把亚伯拉罕从这个拜偶像的世界里呼召出来，向他显明自己就是那个唯一的真正的神。
And Abraham and Isaac and then Jacob and then the 12 tribes of Israel, their purpose was to give testimony to this one true God.
然后接下去呢就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各以及十二个支派呢，他们的目的呢就是要为这独一的真神做见证。
And Moses affirms that in the verse we have read.
那摩西呢就用刚才这句经文呢再次的就是确定了这一点。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
所以他说以色列啊你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Now, how do we then explain the fact that when Jesus came, he expected them to understand that he would be and he was the Son of God?
那主耶稣来到地上的时候，他为什么会期望犹太人能够明白他是神的儿子呢？
So, there are many hints.That are given in scripture for the Jew to understand that their God was a triune God, a three in one person.
那在旧约的圣经里其实有很多地方都给了犹太人提示，就是他们的信的这个独一的神呢其实是三位一体的神。
God is one God, but three distinct persons in the Godhead.
神是一个，但是在这个独一的神里面呢，有三个独立的位格。
Now, let's look at some proofs of this throughout the scripture.
好，我们来看看旧约圣经里面的这些证据。
The Jews should have known and did know that God had a son who was God himself. They knew this at least.
那犹太人应该明白，而且他们也的确可以明白，就是神有一个儿子。
And throughout their history, the third person, the Holy Spirit, had worked in various ways in the nation.
那同时呢，这个第三个位格圣灵呢，也在历史历代中一直都在以色列民族里做工。
Now let's look at a few scriptures that would indicate that they should have known that God was three in one.
那我们来查一些经文来证明他们应该知道神是三位一体的。
The very first verse of your Bible, open your Bibles up to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
那首先是这个圣经的开篇第一节经文，就是创世纪的一章一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Now, the word God there is the Hebrew word,Elohim, a plural name.
那这个神呢，在希伯来原文里面叫 Elohim， 它是一个复数的名词。
Elohim is plural of Eloha.
是 Eloha 这个单数的复数形式。
So in the very first word of the Bible, it describes God as a plurality.
所以这个圣经的开篇的第一个词就已经。展示了神是一个复数的名词。
Now look at the word created. The word created now is a singular verb.
然后呢，这个创造，这个词呢是一个单数的动词。
Because in the Hebrew language, there is a singular, dual, and plural, verbs and nouns.
因为在希伯来这个语言里面，它的名词和动词呢，它都分单数、双数和三数及以上这样三种形式。
So it's in the beginning, God plural, created singular. Therefore, we see plural acting in unity.
所以在开篇的第一句话里，那个神是一个复数的名词，然后创造是一个单数的动作，说明是。这个复数的这个神的这个三位一体这个神呢，它是一起在工作的。
Now, just to further look at that, the word heavens, what he created was the heavens and the earth.
好，我们再往下看，神起初创造天地，我们看天和地。
The heavens is dual too.
然后这个 heaven 的这个天呢是两个，
means,
就是双数。
Now the Bible teaches that there are three.Heavens.
圣经告诉我们的三有三重，三重天。
There's the heavens which are the atmosphere of the earth, the place where birds fly and where humans can live. It's our atmosphere. That's the first heavens.
那第一重天呢，就是这个大气层，就是鸟可以飞的，是我们人可以呼吸的，是这个，这个大气层是第一层，第一重天。
So he created the atmosphere around the earth.
所以神创造了这个我们的大气层。
And then he also created the universe, the cosmos, which is the second heavens.
然后呢，他同时还创造了第二重天呢，就是宇宙。
Now the third heavens is uncreated. It's the dwelling place of the eternal God, the third heavens.
那第三重天呢，它不是创造出来的，它是从一开始就是神居住的地方。
So there we see in the very first verse of the Bible, we see an indication of a trinity.
所以我们在圣经的第一句话里面就已经看见了这里提示了神的三位一体。
And those scribes that were the...And lawyers that were students of the word of God, they should have recognized this.
那些文士也好，这个律法师也好，他们既然是学习圣经的、研读圣经的人，他们应该明白。
But then further, let's take a look down in verse 26 of that first chapter.
然后我们再看这个创世纪一章的二十六节。
Then God, Elohim, plural, said, "Let us make man."In our image.
然后我们在神这个神呢，就是还是那个 Elohi， 就是那个复数的神说。
And according to our likeness.
我们要照着我们的形象，照着我们的样式，怎么怎么样。
Therefore, we have God plural there creating man.
所以在这里我们看到是这个复数的这个名词神创造了人。
Now turn to the prophet Isaiah chapter 6.
我们翻到以赛亚书的六章，先知书以赛亚书的六章。
Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8.
第八节。
Isaiah had a vision there of the glorious throne of God.
在 这一章里面的以赛亚见到了一个异象，就是神的荣耀。
And God was calling him to be a prophet to Israel.
那在这里呢，在这一章里呢，神呼召以赛亚去做以色列人的先知。
And in verse 8, he says also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Then I said, Here am I, send me.
我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Now notice verse 9, and he said,
然后我们看第九节，他说，
Go and tell this people.
你去告诉这百姓。
So who will go for us? And then it says, He said, go and tell this people.
所以你看第八节说呢，谁肯为我们去，然后第九节说，他说。
So therefore we see plural acting in unity again.
我们再次的看到这个三位一体的神呢，他在行动上是合一的。
Now, it's interesting that the name Jehovah is exclusively God's name.
然后还有趣的是呢，就是耶和华这个词啊，是只用在神身上的名字。
In the English Bible, it's translated Lord.
然后在这个英语的这个圣经里呢，翻译成主。
And that name is never associated with any other gods.
然后这个主这个词呢，这个 Lord 这个词呢，从来没有用来去指其他的神。
And yet we read about the angel or the messenger of Jehovah.
然后我们也读到提到这个耶和华的使者或者天使。
In other words,We have an indication here of another person named the angel of the Lord, who we believe is a pre-incarnate appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以在旧约圣经里，凡是提到耶和华的使者或者天使的话，我们相信这个是主耶稣基督在道成肉身之前，以这样的形式向人显现。
Also, we read about the Spirit of Jehovah, the Spirit of the Lord.
同时，我们也读到耶和华的灵，或者说主的灵。
So that would give it would give a hint.That there was a third person in the Godhead.
那这给我们的一个线索，就是在神里面呢还有第三个位格。
Now these in the vision that Isaiah had of the Lord high and lifted up, he saw these strange beings, seraphim rather, and they cried out, "Holy, holy, holy."Is the Lord God Almighty?
那在这个意象中呢，以赛亚看见高高坐在宝座上的神，以及呢有很奇怪的这样一种活物呢，就叫撒拉弗，他们站在宝座前呢，一直在喊：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
Three times holy, indicating the three in one.
那他喊了三遍圣哉呢，就意味着是三位一体。
But that isn't all the proof. Let's take a look through the scriptures now. We don't have time. I've got, for every scripture that I'll quote tonight, I've got about five or six that I found during my study this week. But we'll only take just a few to look at some other scriptures.
当然证据不止我刚才说到这些呢，我们接下去再看几处。在我研究这个问题的时候呢，我大概找到了五到六处经文，但我们今天没有时间呢一一看，我们只看其中的几个。
Are the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Old Testament?
那父神、子神和圣灵呢，是在在旧约圣经里面提到了。
Turn over the page to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
我们按到以赛亚书的九章六节。
And we read, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Here we have mention of the everlasting Father, and we in mention already in this scripture the incarnation of a son.
那我在这里提到了永在的父，那同时呢，在这节经文里也提到了一个道成肉身的子。
Turn to Isaiah again, chapter 63, towards the end of the prophecy. Isaiah 63.
以赛亚书快到结尾的六十三章。
Isaiah 63 and verse 16.
16节。
This is a prayer by the prophet Isaiah.
这是以赛亚先知以赛亚的一段祷告。
And he says, Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham was ignorant of us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. Oh, you, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer.From everlasting is your name.
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父，耶和华，你是我们的父，从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。
And he continues there in the next chapter, 64 and verse 8.
然后他继续在64章的8节里面说。
But now, O Lord Jehovah, he says, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. And all we are the work of your hand.
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
And just one more, Malachi chapter 2.
再来一个是马拉基书的二章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Malachi was the last of the prophets.
马拉基呢是最后一个先知。
He was the last spokesman for God before the Lord Jesus came.
他是主耶稣基督来到地上之前的最后一个为神说话的人。
And the first part of that verse reads, Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us?
他说我们岂不都是一位父吗？岂不是一位神所造的吗？
Now there are many other scriptures that we could turn to that mention that God was the Father to Israel.
所以还有很多的经文呢都告诉我们说天上的神是以色列人的父。
He revealed himself as a tender father looking after his child.
所以他显明自己呢是一个非常温柔有爱的父在看顾他的孩子。
Now the Jews understood this and they believed that.
犹太人明白这一点，他们也相信这一点。
Turn to John chapter 8.
我们翻到约翰福音的八章。
John chapter 8 and verse 41.
四十一节。
Here there's an exchange between the Jews and the Lord Jesus.
那在这里呢，是犹太人和主耶稣在交锋。
And he says that my Father has sent me.
然后主耶稣说是我的父差遣了我。
And he says, and their response was, in verse 41, the Lord says, You do the deeds of your father, which was the devil.
那在四十一节里的时候，主耶稣说，你们是行你们父所行的事，你们的父是指撒旦。
And they accuse him, and they say, We were not born of fornication, we have one father, God.
然后他们就指责主说，他们说我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
So the Jews understood.
所以犹太人明白的。
The fatherhood of God.
明白神是他们的父。
The first person of the Trinity.
就是三位一体里面的第一位，第一个位格。
We've already spoken or read that verse in Isaiah where a son was going to be given. God was going to send a son.
我们刚才在以赛亚书的九章六节里读到了有一个婴儿有一个儿子会赐给我们，那就是说神是有一个圣子。
Back to Isaiah chapter 7 this time.
好，我们再翻回以赛亚书的七章。
Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14.
十四节。
Therefore,The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Now this was not just an ordinary son of Abraham.
这可不是指一个普通的 son of Abraham.
Yeah, he wasn't an ordinary son of Abraham.
他不只是亚伯拉罕的一个普通的后裔，普通的一个儿子。
Because the Lord says to them, I'll give you his name.
因为神说我要给他一个名字。
The name is Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
他的名字叫以马内利，以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
So the Jews, they understood.That when the Messiah would come, that he would be actually the Son of God.
所以犹太人明白，当弥赛亚来的时候呢，他应该是神的儿子。
Look at some other scriptures. Psalm 89, verse 3.
我们再看看其他的经文，诗篇的八十九篇的三节。
Psalm 89, verses 3. 3 and 4.
三节和四节。
Well, we'll skip that one over for a minute. Let's go to Psalm 8.
我们把这个跳过，我们翻到
Psalm 8, verse 4.
诗篇的八章四节。
What is man, he says, that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的。
The Son of Man, there is a title of the second Adam, the last Adam, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们中文的圣经里翻译成世人呢，在英文里就是人子。
It's a name.
The Son of Man 是表明这个末后的亚当。
It's a name that the Lord appropriated to himself when he was here on earth.
那是主耶稣基督他行走在地上的时候对自己的一个称呼。
Now, turn again to Psalm chapter 2.
我们再翻到诗篇的二篇。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.
我说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
This was a psalm called a messianic psalm that David wrote.
那这诗篇呢是大卫所写的弥赛亚诗篇。
But the claims that that God gave to David, were far less than what we read in this scripture here. I'll give you all the ends of the earth for your possession.
他这个诗篇里所指的呢，是远超过我们所理解的。他这里说是将地极赐你为田产。
So here's another picture of the Lord Jesus Christ spoken of in the Old Testament. They knew the Son.Would be the King of Israel, the Messiah.
所以这又是一个证据啊，就是在旧约里面提到圣子的这个证据。他们知道圣子就是弥赛亚。
Now turn with me to Daniel chapter 7.
我们再翻到但以理书的七章。
Daniel chapter 7, verse 13.
十三节。
It's a vision that Daniel had, one of his many visions.
那这个是但以理的众多的异象之一啊。
He says, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him.His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one that shall not be destroyed.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
Now the Jews, they understood this to be none other than a prediction or a prophecy concerning the Messiah.
所以犹太人他们知道这里说的这一位人子啊，不是别人，就是先知所预言的弥赛亚。
And they looked for him to come, and in clouds of heaven to take up the kingdoms of this world, and Israel will be the head of the nations, and no longer the tail.
所以他们一直都在期待啊，这个弥赛亚驾着天云而来啊，得了这个世界的国，使这个以色列人呢成为万国之首，而不再是万国之尾了。
Now we're going to go to the New Testament. It was there that where the Lord Jesus was brought before the highest religious court in Israel, the Sanhedrin.
好，我们再看，再到新约啊，这时候主耶稣呢被带到这个犹太人的最高的这个统治者的面前，就是这个叫七十人的公会。
He's being examined, because of the claims that he made while here on earth.
那是因为他在这地上所做的一些宣告呢，现在在审问他。
Matthew 26.
马太福音的二十六章。
Verse 62.
32节。
There were many accusers that accused him of various things, but they did not agree.
62节。
26:62.
62节，这个时候呢，有很多人在指控他，但是呢，他们之间的证词呢，彼此不合。
And the high priest there is acting as the prosecutor.
那现在这个大祭司呢要起来呢要来指控他了。
But they couldn't find anything to accuse the Lord Jesus of.
但是他们实在找不出什么来给这个主耶稣定罪的了。
And so the high priest arose and said to him, Do you answer nothing?
大祭司就站起来对耶稣说你什么都不回答吗
?What is it that these men testify against you?
这些人做见证告你的是什么呢
But Jesus kept silent.
耶稣却不言语。
And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
大祭司对他说，我指着永生神叫你起誓告诉我们，你是神的儿子基督不是。
So the Jews in that day understood that Christ, the anointed of the Father,was the very Son of God. They understood the second person of the Trinity.
所以那说明那时候的犹太人他明白就是基督啊被高抹的那一位呢他就是神的儿子是三位一体神的第二位哥。
And Jesus said to him, it is as you said.
耶稣对他说你说的是。
Nevertheless, he said, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and comingOn the clouds of heaven, referring to Daniel's prophecy.
然后主耶稣接着说，然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。这句话呢，指的就是但以理书的预言。
Now Mark's account of that examination by the Sanhedrin, there's an interesting point that's made.
然后马可福音就是记载这一段，就是公会在审问主耶稣基督的时候呢，有一个点。
And so we read that in verses 61 and 62.
Mark
14.
马可福音十四章。六十节和六十。
Or verse 61 and verse 62.
六十一和六十二节。
Again we read, but he kept silent and answered nothing.And again the high priest asked him, saying to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am.
耶稣却不言语，一句也不回答。大祭司又问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子基督不是？耶稣说，我是。
Now some have said that Jesus never declared himself to be the Son of God.
有人说啊，他说主耶稣从来没有自己称他自己是神的儿子。
But the Jews would disagree with that statement.
那犹太人会不同意刚才这个人的说法的。
And if we turn to John's Gospel chapter 19.
我们翻到约翰福音的十九章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
We have another account here.
这里呢有另外一段记载。
Now Jesus is standing before Pilate, the Roman governor.
那现在呢耶稣是站在比拉多就是这个罗马的总督面前。
And the governor has examined the charges against Jesus. They said that he was a king and trying to overthrow Caesar.
那这个总督呢在盘问呢就审问 他们告耶稣的这个罪状呢，就是说耶稣自称自己是王，要推翻凯撒。
But Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. I'm no threat to Caesar.
然后主耶稣去告诉他呢，我的国不在这地上，我对凯撒不构成任何威胁。
So then the Jews, they expose really why they wanted to kill him, and the only charge they had was a religious charge.
然后这个时候呢，这犹太人就暴露了他们真正的想要告耶稣的罪名了，就是他们的宗教方面的罪名。
Verse 6,Pilate says, I find no fault in him.
然后在第六节的后半段，比拉多说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
And the Jews in desperation now, they say, we have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God.
那这时候犹太人呢，在绝望中就喊道，他说，我们有律法，按那律法，他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。
Now, there's the Father and the Son. They understood that.
所以犹太人是明白有父神，有圣父，还有圣子。
Now, as far as the Spirit of God in the Old Testament, the Jews didn't have as much light.
但是关于第三位格圣灵呢，在旧约里面的确没有太多的光照。
There are many mentions of the Spirit of God in the Old Testament, and we read about him, the Holy Spirit, in Genesis 1 verse 2, that he was moving upon the face of the waters.
当然有很多地方提到了神的灵，比如说创世纪的一章二节说神的灵运行在水面上。
In chapter 6, we see him striving with men in the days of Noah.
然后在第六章里面也讲这个神的灵啊与人相争。
There are a number of scriptures that talk about him being part of the creation of the universe.
然后旧约还有很多的经文呢提到这个神的灵呢是在创造的过程中的有一份子的。
And a number where the Spirit of God is working among the people of God.
还有很多地方提到神的灵呢是在神的民当中做工。
Coming upon people and so on.
临到神的人等等。
And so they, with the various operations, it was more than just a power.
那其实他能看出来他不只是一种能力量，不是只是一种力量。
So the doctrine of the person of the Holy Spirit is not really developed in the Old Testament as it is in the New Testament.
但是在旧约里面关于圣灵的位格的这个真理的揭示呢还不是很多，直到新约的时候才有。
That waited for the moment when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross to cleanse a world of sin and then be raised to the Father and be glorified there and then he would send the Holy Spirit into the world.
一直要等到主耶稣基督死在十字架上，洁净了全世界人的罪，然后又复活，得了荣耀，升到父神的右边以后呢，这个神的圣灵才能够降下来到这个世界上来。
Now just to complete this, this little session here, it's the Son of God reveals the Father. That's John chapter 1 verse 18.
我们最后来做一个结尾啊，就是约翰福音的一章十八节说，圣子是把圣父显出来的。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
He revealed the Father to the world.
他把神向这个世人启示出来，显明出来。
But then, when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit now reveals the Son to us.
那等到圣灵来了以后呢？那圣灵现在呢，就在把圣子向我们显明出来。
Jesus is no longer on the earth. We have only the Scriptures, but it's the Holy Spirit who reveals the Son to us.
因为圣子现在已经不在这地上了，我们只有圣灵，是圣灵把圣子显明给我们。
So we might, I hope that may be a little more detailed than necessary, but It actually is part, I think, a part of our study on the person of Christ, because he's central to the revelation of God to us.
那我们刚才这个问题呢，回答的比较具体啊，但其实我觉得这还是有必要的，因为它跟我们所学的这个基督论也有关系，因为耶稣呢是这个是神的启示的核心。
So let's now go back to our study of the in our lesson book.
嗯，好，我们现在再回到我们的教材上。
Last week we looked at the person of the Lord Jesus.
嗯，那上个星期呢，我们学了主耶稣基督这个位格。
And we're going to continue this study for the next couple of weeks at least.
嗯，那我们可能这一讲的这个学习可能还需要两周的时间。
We saw that he had many names.
嗯，我们上周学了他的很多的名字。
Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
比如说耶稣就是他要把他的民从最终救出来的意思。
He was the divine savior of the world.
他是这世人的神圣的救主。
He was an anointed one, the Christ or Messiah.
他是那受膏者，是基督，弥赛亚。
And he was the son of man and the son of God.
然后他是人子，也是神子。
There we read that he was Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
我们也读到他是Alpha 也是 Omega, 他是始也是终。
Now his existence had no beginning. He was eternal in his person.
然后我们讲到他的存在，他的存在是没有起头的，是在永恒里面就有的。
He wasn't created, but he was the creator of all things.
他不是被造的。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
恰恰他是万物的创造者。我们看约翰福音的一章一节。
Here he's revealed as the Word of God.
这一章一节启示我们他是神的道。
The Word that is the very expression of the invisible God.
道呢就是那看不见的神的显明。
Remember, God was not seen. No one has seen God at any time.
记得我们刚才提到就是没有人见过神。
But the Lord Jesus has told him out, declared him, revealed him.
但是主耶稣把神表明出来，显明出来。
So it says in the beginning, that is already in the beginning, the Word was there. The was the Word. That tells us that John's Gospel goes back before the creation itself.
所以这里说到的太初啊，太初呢就说明是比起初还要早，就是早过天地创造之前是。
And then it says,
到了永恒的过去了。
Yeah. And the Word was with God.
然后太初有到后面讲的就是道与神同在。
That is, he was separate from the invisible God. He was with him. There we see the Son and the Father together.
那在这里面我们就看到父和子呢是两个不同的位格，就是他是独立的，是同时呢他们又在一起。
But the third statement in that verse says that he was God as well. Not only was he with God, separate, but he was God.
那第三句话说的道就是神，就是他不仅是和神在一起，而且他自己就是神。
And it wasn't made subsequent to creation, says it was, he was in the beginning with God, verse 2.In the beginning already, he was separate from God. He wasn't, as some say, he was an emanation or creation of God.
所以这句话呢就否定了圣子是被造的这个说法，就是他从一开始呢就是和神在一起的，而且他是和神分开各自有独立位格的，一开始就在那里的。
And then verse 3 confirms that fact by saying that everything that was created was created by him.
然后第三节呢又重申了这个观点，就是万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
He was before all things, and from him came all things.
所以他是在万物之前，而且是从他那里才万物才出来的。
So, then we looked last week at some of his Old Testament appearances.
我们上周呢还看了就是他在旧约里的一些显现。
And This week, we'd like to look at his coming as his man, at him coming into the world, his entrance into the world.
那这周呢，我们要看一下他是如何进入这个世界的，他是如何以人的形象来到这个世界的。
Now the very fact that God would come into the world is an astounding fact.
那就是光这一点啊，就是神居然能够进到世界里来，这就是一个让我们极其吃惊的事实。
Think of it for a moment.
我们可以停下来想一想。
God who is eternal, who is everywhere, who is unbounded in his eternity.
那神是永恒的，他是无所不在的，所以他的存在是没有边界，不受任何限制的。
Makes a finite creation, and then decides to come into that limitation.
然后呢，他创造了一个有限的创造物，就是有限的时空，他现在要把自己限制到这个有限的东西里面来。
This is the most astounding story that could ever be brought to the minds of men and women.
那这个是人的头脑里能够想到的这个能够接受的这个最让人震惊的一个事实。
The word of God, who is from eternity, became flesh.
那就是神的道啊，就是道自己啊，他在从永恒里面来到了以肉身显现在这个世界里。
This is something absolutely new.
这是完全是一件新事。
It'll never be repeated.
而且永远不会再重复。
And it'll never be reversed.
也不会退回去。
The man came into the world in 2000 years ago is now a man in heaven.
那个在2000年前来到世界上的这个人，现在呢是在天上。
Not only did he come into the world, but now he is now seated on the very throne of God.
他不仅曾经来过这世界，而且他现在坐在神的宝座上。
So as we study this portion of his coming into the world as a man, we keep this holy thought before our very minds.
那当我们在学习就是主耶稣道成肉身来到这世界的时候呢，我们脑子里要记得这样的一个神圣的事实。
As Isaiah said, and I repeat what we said earlier, that when the child would be born, his name would be called God with us.
我们刚才也读到了以赛亚说有一子赐给你们，他的名字要叫以马内利。以马内利的意思就是神与你们同在。
Now turn to John chapter 1 verse 14. With this great verse, we should read together.
我们翻到约翰福音的一章十四节，我们要一起读一下这一个伟大的章节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we, that is John and the rest of the apostles, they beheld, they saw the glory.
那我们呢，就是指约翰以及其他的使徒，他们看见了这荣耀。
Well, he appeared as an ordinary man to the mass of people.
那他对大众来说呢，他就是一个普通人的形象。
And yet, to the eye of faith,Revealed by the Holy Spirit, they saw a glory there, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
但是对那些有信心的人来说呢，在圣灵的启示下，他们的眼睛呢，看到的就是父独生子的荣光啊。
Now turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, or chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们翻到提摩太前书的三章。
And verse 16.
16节
Paul says, there is no controversy here. There, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
他这里说大在镜前的奥秘无人不以为然啊。
God was manifested in the flesh.
就是神在肉身显现。
There that astounding statement that it's a great mystery.
所以这是一个令人震惊的宣告啊，这是一个极大的奥秘。
And that there would be that one God took upon himself humanity.
那就是这一位神他取了人的形象。
Now, what was this incarnation?
那这个道成肉身是什么呢？
Means incarnation means enfleshment. In other words, God coming into flesh.
那道成肉身就是肉身化的意思，就是神在肉身显现的，神以肉身显现的意思。
Now, did he sacrifice anything when he did that?
那他这样做的时候，他是不是牺牲了什么呢？
Did he become any less God?
他会不会就是不那么像神了呢？
No.
没有。
He was very God.
他还是那一位神。
Was he any less a man?
或者说他比人少了点什么吗？
No.
也没有。
He was a fully man.
他是完全的人。
And he, as a man,His life was one of utter dependence upon God the Father for everything.
那他作为一个人呢，他生活中的一切，他都是全然的依靠他的天上的父的。
He was the perfect man.
他是一个完全的人。
Completely dependent upon his Father, his Father's will for him and everything.
他是完完全全的依靠他的。父的，他是遵循父的旨意以及其他的所有一切从父来的。
He never did a miracle on his own.
他从来没有自说自话行一个神迹。
He never spoke a word that was his own.
也从来没有说过一句他自己想说的话。
They were always the works and the words of his father.
他做的事，他说的话都是父从父来的。
There was no self.In him, he was a humble, meek, lowly man, but God manifest in the flesh.
所以也就是说，他在他里面没有自己，他是一个谦卑的、柔和的、低微的人，但是他是显明了神。
So as his human and his divine attributes were perfectly joined into one person.
也就是说，他这个人。把神性和人性完美的结合在了一起。
Now, those divine attributes, his divine nature was hidden, veiled. People couldn't see it.
那他的这个神性啊，他的这个神的本性呢，是被这个肉身遮盖了，是人是看不见了。
Except to the eye of faith.
除非对那些有信心的人的眼睛能看见。
Whenever the Lord Jesus came among people, he was looking for that kind of faith.
每一次主耶稣来到人群当中的时候，他都在找那个有信心的眼睛的人。
Not to glorify himself, but to glorify his Father.
不是为了荣耀他自己，而是为了荣耀父。
And whenever he found faith, he rejoiced in his heart and commended those who had faith was put into him.
然后每一次他找到这个有信心的人呢，他心里都特别的高兴，然后他知道这个是父神赐给他的，带给他。
But unbelief grieved his spirit. Unbelief grieved his spirit. The lack of faith.
他当看到那些没有信心的人的时候呢，他所经受的经历的就是那个极大的忧伤啊。
Now his humanity was absolutely complete, yet without any sin.
他的人性呢也是完完全全的，但除了一点就是他没有罪。
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15.
希伯来书的四章十五节。
For we do not have a high priest. I mentioned the verse mentions.The Lord Jesus is our high priest because he is our high priest in heaven now.
那这段经文呢告诉我们主耶稣是我们的大祭司，他现在就是我们的大祭司。
While he was on earth, he wasn't a priest. He was the prophet of God.
当然当在地上的时候他那时候不是大祭司他是神的先知。
But now in heaven, he's a high priest. A priest is someone that is a go-between God and man.
但是现在他在天上是我们的大祭司。祭司呢就是在我们和神之间做连接的那个人。
He is a mediator.
他是中保。
So that we have a priest that understands us because he was a man.
我们这个大祭司呢他明白我们因为他是个人啊。
And it says here, we have this high priest who cannot sympathize with our, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
He was...Every temptation that has faced you, he has faced as well.
你所面临的所有的试探，他都经历过。
Now, how did he, was that temptation real if he was God?
那如果他是神的话，这些试探到底是不是真的呢？
God can't be tempted with evil.
神不能被罪试探。
But he faced that temptation. He knew from the temptation.And the hatred of evil within him grieved his soul. The very fact of being tempted by sin grieved that Holy One.
但是他的确面对过试探，就是这个恶的试探呢，曾经他所经历的是他心里极其忧伤。
But he knows us.
他了解我们。
And in those temptations that he has overcome because there was nothing in him to respond to that sin,Yet he understands the temptations that we go through, and we have a high priest that we can go to at any time.
他胜过了这些试探，因为他里面没有任何的东西能够让他去回应这些，就是或者说屈服于这些试探，没有。但是呢，他明白这试探是什么，他明白这试探是什么感觉。
So, We see this union of God and man in Philippians chapter 2.
我们在腓立比书的二章呢，能看到这个人性和神性的结合。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Who being in the form of God, that is the form in the sense of he had the nature of God.
他本有神的形象，这里是指他有神的本性。
He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now, that phrase robbery, why? Satan was the one who through deceit and wanted to usurp God's role. He wanted to be like God. The Lord Jesus did not. He didn't have to usurp the role.He was God.
那这里这个强夺这个词啊，就是抢过来的意思，就是撒旦曾经干过这个事，他自己不是神，但他却篡了权，想自己登上神的这个宝座。但主耶稣基督不是，他自己本来就是神。
So, being equal with God, he made himself of no reputation.
他说反倒虚己啊。
He took upon himself.None of the glory of this world.
他没有在自己的身上安放任何这个世人的荣耀。
He would take no advantages from this world that would be above the poorest, lowliest person that ever walked upon the face of the earth. He would take the lowest place.
他取了最低微的形象，他没有让自己变得比那个取了那些比那个最贫穷最低微的人高一点的这个身份没有跟他们一样。
And he took upon himself the nature of a bond slave, a bond servant.
他自己呢他取了奴仆的形象。
In the days of the Lord Jesus, the slave was the lowest class of persons.
在主耶稣基督活着那个时代啊这个奴仆呢是社会的最底层了。
They had no rights of their own.
他们完全没有自己的权利。
They own nothing of themselves from themselves.
他们自己没有任何的财产。
Their lives were owned by their master.
他们的生命都是他们的主人所拥有的。
And so the Lord Jesus took upon himself willingly the form of a bond slave.
主耶稣是甘心情愿的自己取了奴仆的形象。
And then when he found himself in appearance as a man, he humbled himself further.
他既有了人的样式，就自己谦卑，而且进一步的谦卑。
And under his father became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
存心顺服，顺服父神的旨意，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The death of the cross was the most shameful way to die.
那十字架的死呢，是最羞辱的一种死法。
We often think of it as the most painful and torturous way to die, but it was the most shameful way to die.
我们通常认为十字架呢是最疼痛或者是最残酷的一种死法，同时呢，其实它也是最令人羞辱的一种死法。
It wasn't just an execution.
这不仅仅就是执行死刑而已。
The person who was being crucified was put on a cross, lifted up from the ground, and put in a public place where the public would go by and see this shameful, the shame of the cross.
因为钉十字架的人呢，他们被钉在十字架上，高高的举起来，而且是插在这个就是公共场合，就是人来人往的地方，就来往的人呢，他们都能看见这个十字架上的羞辱。
What was God the Father? What was his reaction to this? How did he respond to this obedient servant?
那父神对这样的一个顺服的奴仆是怎么样的回应呢？
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee is going to bow.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
All the angelic knees in heaven are going to bow.
那所有天使的膝盖啊，这天上的膝盖都要弯曲下来。
All the great men on earth are going to bow.
在地上的所有伟大的人呢，他们也要屈膝。
Elon Musk,
比尔盖茨，马斯克。
Others, they're all going to bow the knee.
其他的人都要向他屈膝。
And there's those under the earth.
还有在地底下的。
We think of those mighty kings that have gone.
那就是过去以往的死去的那些伟大的君王。
We think of those angels that sinned.
还有那些犯罪的天使们。
They're all going to be down on their knees.
他们都要跪下来。
All those who have lifted themselves up are going to bow to this one who became lower than all.
那些凡高举自己的人呢，抬高自己的人，将来都要向这位把虚己谦卑自己的人屈膝。
And that every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So that's a sketch, really, of his life here on earth.
所以这只是他的一个简单的提了一下他。一个素描啊，就是他在这个地上的生命。
And his exaltation, his glorification, and his future exaltation.
还有他的这个得荣耀和他的这个升天。
But that man, that was God, We have four different accounts of that life, four different gospels.
那关于这个神的儿子的这个人生啊，我们有四本福音书记载。
And you'll notice that we have four different witnesses. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four different accounts of this marvelous life.
那关于这个伟大的生命呢，我们有四个不同的见证人的四个不同的记载。
And we looked a little bit at this subject on Wednesday night. The question was asked, and we looked a bit on it.
我们在星期三晚上的答疑的时候呢，曾经讲过一点这方面的。
The four witnesses.
就是四个见证人。
One witness isn't enough. Two witnesses, according to the scriptures, can convict a man.
那一个证人不够，两个证人呢就足够定一个人的罪了。
Or confirm a truth.
或者呢，确认一个真理了，一个真相了。
Two or three witnesses, usually three is even stronger, isn't it?
那我们说到两三个见证人，那有三个呢，就使这个证据更加的强有力了。
But God gave us four witnesses.
但是神给了我们四个见证人。
Each, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they each give a different viewpoint of this life.
那马太、马可、路加和约翰呢，他四个见证人都是从不同的角度来见证这个生命的。
Now, Matthew was written, to present mainly Jesus Christ as the King of Israel.
马太福音呢，主要是要展现，主耶稣基督是以色列人的王这一面。
It starts with his genealogy that proves that he is the heir to the throne of David.
然后是从他的家谱开始的，证明他就是那个继承王位的人。
The Sermon on the Mount, it opens up with the principles of the kingdom, the constitution of the kingdom of God.
然后他在这个登山宝训这几章里面讲的这个讲论呢，就是建立的这个王国的规则，就相当于确立的这个新的这个国度的宪法一样。
And so in Mark, we get another viewpoint.
在马可呢是另外一个角度了。
Mark is a very short gospel.
马可是一个很短的福音书。
It doesn't have any genealogy at all.
根本就没有家谱。
It starts just saying the gospel of, I better get to read that. Sorry, the Mark chapter 1.
我还是读一下马可福音的一章一节开头的部分。
It says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
And immediately it launches right into the life of this man, Christ Jesus, the servant of the Lord, and it records many of his deeds, his works, but few of his parables and his long discussions.
然后他讲完了这句话以后呢，马上就进入他的这个生命的这个描写了，里面讲了很多他的服事，他更多的花的篇幅呢是在他所做的工作上，较少篇幅呢用在他所讲的比喻或者很长的这种讨论争论的这样的一个记载。
It's characterized more by actions than words.
所以马可福音的耶稣的形象呢，是更多的是行动，而不是话语。
And one of those words is immediately. You find it over and over and over again in the Gospel of Mark. Immediately something happens. Immediately the Spirit drives him into the wilderness and so on.
那马可福音里一个常见的词呢，就是立即、马上。这个词呢经常的出现，比如说立即发生了一件什么事，然后立即圣灵就把他带到旷野去接受试探等等。
Now the Gospel of Luke emphasizes the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
那路加福音呢，就是强调了主耶稣基督的人性。
It goes into great detail of the birth of John the Baptist and the what takes place in that family.
而且他花了很多的篇幅讲这个施洗约翰的出生以及这个家庭。
We get details of the angel coming to Mary and explaining how the incarnation is going to come about.
然后我们也看到他记载了天使找到玛利亚，然后跟他解释这个道成肉身是怎么发生的。
We find there that details on the growth of the person of Christ.
以及主耶稣基督成长的一些细节。
We see there.Luke as the Son of Man, emphasizing his humanity.
所以我们在路加福音里常看到人子这个称呼是突出了他的人性。
And in John, we see a different viewpoint altogether.
那约翰呢给我们的是完全另外一个不同的视角。
Throughout the Gospel of John, we see him as the Son of God himself.
那 约翰福音的通篇呢，我们都看到了他就是神的儿子，神自己。
John's gospel is a unique gospel. There are seven I am's in that gospel.
那约翰福音呢是独特一本独特的福音书，它里面有七个我是。
Seven times it says he says I am.
七次主耶稣说我是什么什么。
And that word, that phrase, or that, I guess phrase, the short one, a very short sentence, is an unusual sentence.
那这个我是啊，这个短短的这个一句话是非常不同寻常的一句话。
Because it doesn't have any qualifiers.
因为没就是没有给它定性的。
Like you and I, we say, I would say, I am Eric.
比如说我会说我是 Eric.
Or I am a father.
或者我是一名父亲。
So we need a qualifier when we say I am. We can't just say I am. We need a qualifier because we're limited. It's a limitation.
就是我们说自己的时候呢，后面得有一个就是。定义就是因为我们是有限的，我们需要东西来定义我们。
Only God can say I am.
只有神才能说我是自由拥有的。
When Moses is at the burning bush in the wilderness, the Lord, the angel of the Lord appeared in the burning bush.
那在旧约摩西在那燃烧的荆棘前的时候耶和华神向他显现。
And Moses said, well, what is your name?
然后摩西说你的名字是什么呢
And the answer was, I am that I am.
然后神的回答就是我的名字就是自由拥有。
And the Lord Jesus seven times in the Gospel of John says, I am.
那主耶稣基督七次在约翰福音里也说了 I am, 就是我是自由拥有的。
One time is a little bit amusing.
那有一次呢还挺有意思的。
The Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples.
就主耶稣呢，在这个科基马尼园和他的门徒们在一起。
With the exception of Judas, who had gone to betray him to the high priest.
那只有那时候犹大不在，因为犹大去卖他了。
And he's been praying in the garden.
他在这个科基马尼园里祷告。
And he's been sweating great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He was in an agony because.Of the anticipation of the cross being made sin for us.
因为他预期到自己马上要在十字架上替我们成为罪这样的在极大的这样的痛苦当中呢他的汗珠滴下来像大雪点一样滴下来。
And instead of watching with him, his disciples were sleeping.
那本来呢他的门徒应该跟他一起警醒祷告的结果他们却睡着了。
But then he awakes them and says, "Arise, let us be going. My betrayer is here."
主耶稣呢就把他们叫醒，说：“现在我们走吧，卖我的人已经来了。”
And when he comes, he steps out into the open, and there is a whole band of high priests, elders, and the temple guards had come to capture him, and Judas was there.
然后等他来到空地园子外面的空地的时候呢这个犹大就带着一大群人来了有这个守殿官呢有大祭司还有这些法利赛人等等。
Now we go to the account in the Gospel of John.
我们翻到约翰福音的这一段的记载。
In verse chapter 18.
十八章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. And Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, Whom are you seeking? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth.
犹大领了三节开始，犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器，就来到园里。耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说：“你们找谁？”他们回答说：“找拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And so Jesus answered him and said, they answered him, "We're seeking Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am." The word "he" is not in the original.
然后他们回答说找拿撒勒人耶稣，耶稣说我就是，在英文里面说 I am he, 但是在原文里面其实没有这个 he, 就是 I am.
Now when he said to them, I am, they drew back and fell to the ground.
第六节，耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
So at the very pronouncement of that I am,They went back and fell to the ground in fear or in worship.
所以你看，当主耶稣一说 "I am"， 就是相当于说我是自由拥有的时候呢，他们就倒在地上了，既是出于惧怕，可能也是出于敬拜。
So we have these four accounts then: Matthew, the king; Mark, the servant; Luke, the son of man.And the perfect man, and then we have John, this very Son of God.
所以我们有四本福音说，马太是讲他是王，马可讲他是仆人，路加讲他是人子，约翰福音讲他是神子。
Now it's interesting. There were prophetic announcements in the Old Testament concerning these four witnesses.
非常有趣的是，在旧约的先知书里面也讲到了这四个见证。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 9.
撒迦利亚书九章。
It's the second last book.
就是旧约
Bibles,
旧约的倒数第二卷书。
Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9.
第九节。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly.And riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看呐，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Behold, that means to look, see, to consider the king.
他这里说看呐，就是说要提醒大家注意，要看你的王在这儿了。
That was Matthew's account.
这里指的就是马太说的他是王。
Now turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
我们看以赛亚书的四十二章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. I've put my spirit upon him.He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
Is that not a picture of Mark's gospel? Behold, my servant.
你看这里岂不就是马可福音所描述的他的仆人的形象吗？看哪，我的仆人。
Then go back to Zechariah again.
再回到撒迦利亚。
This time to verse 6. Zechariah chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书的六章。
And verse 12.
十二节。
Then speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch. And so on.
对他说万军之耶和华如此说看哪那名称为大卫苗裔的。
And in verse 13, it goes on to say that he shall be a priest on his throne. The man is there. The man who died, who is spoken of in the book of Luke as the perfect man.
那这里中文看不出啊，但是英文里是讲这个那个人，那个称为大卫苗裔的人。他要建造耶和华的殿，就对应的是路加福音的人子。
And then to complete the four, we have in Isaiah, back to Isaiah chapter 40.
关于第四个，我们再回到以赛亚书的四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 9.
第九节。
O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up unto the high mountain, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God.
报好消息给西安的呀，你要登高山，报好消息给耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说，看哪，你们的神。
And then verses 10 and 11, you can read it for yourself. There he talks about him coming. God is going to gather his flock together.
那第十节和第十一节啊，大家可以有空自己读啊，讲到的就是他再来的时候就会把他的民聚集啊，就像牧人聚集羊群一样。
And it's there in the Gospel of John, is it not, which we see the God of heaven, the Son of God, and he is spoken of there as the Good Shepherd.
那我们就很容易联想到约翰福音里面讲到这个主耶稣啊，他就是好牧人这样的一个形象。
Now,I think we all have contemplated the conception of the Lord Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit.
我们都明白这个我们都知道这个主耶稣基督他的这个怀孕呢、啊、是圣灵感孕的。
It was predicted in Isaiah chapter 7. We read that earlier.
他这个是在以赛亚书的七章所预言的。
That the virgin would conceive and bear a son.
嗯，就是这个童女要怀孕生子。
And, but I just wanted to point out something here. We see him as a babe, but how did he develop from a baby to the man?
那我们都知道，我们都看到他出生的婴儿的形象，出生的时候的样子。但是他是怎么从一个婴儿长大成了一个男人的一个成人的呢？
The angel said that holy thing that's going to be conceived in your womb. He speaks of God Himself in the womb of Mary.
那天使对玛利亚说呢，就是这个神的灵要在你里面感孕呢，就是说神在这个你的子宫里。
And when he was born, the angels of God worshipped him, and wise men came from the east to worship him.
那当他出生了以后呢，就是天使也来敬拜他，东方的博士也来敬拜他。
But how did he get from a baby to a man?
那他是怎么从一个婴儿长成为一个成人的呢？
Was his development different from yours and mine?
那他的这个成长是你和我不一样的过程吗？
Did he have a normal childhood?
或者说他是不是有一个普通的童年呢？
His development was completely normal.
其实他的这个成长过程中是完全是普通的正常的。
As a baby, he was completely helpless and dependent upon his mother for everything.
那他是婴儿的时候呢，他就像我们每一个婴儿一样，都是完全的依靠他的妈妈供应他所需的一切的。
As a child, he had to learn his ABCs.
那他作为一个孩子，他也要从 ABC 开始学起。
He had to learn how to walk.
他也要学会走路，学习走路。
And talk.
学会说话。
But he knew.Within his spirit, that he was the very Son of God.
但是他在他的灵里，他知道他是神的儿子。
But to all outward circumstances, he grew like any normal one.
然后他在这其他的这个一切的环境里，都是像一个普通的孩子一样成长。
Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
我们看路加福音的二章五十二节。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
He didn't know Nothing unusual.
所以他的成长过程没有什么不一样的地方。
And we only have one incident in his life from his birth to his moving into a public ministry at 30 years of age.
从他出生一直到他30岁开始公开服事之前呢，圣经只记载了他这些年里只记载了他其中的一件事。
Look at the 42nd verse, when he was 12 years old.
我们看这个路加福音的2章的42节，当他12岁的时候。
And he went with his parents up to Jerusalem to a feast.
他和父母呢一起到耶路撒冷去过节。
And while he was there, he stayed back. I might mention, 12 years of age meant to a Jewish boy was the time when he entered into manhood.
那我要跟大家提一下，对犹太人来说，一个12岁孩子到一个男孩到了12岁，就意味着他步入了成人的行列。
They call it the bar mitzvah today.Bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah, 大概就是成人礼的意思，我猜。
Doesn't translate into. But, and then there's a ceremony today, and when a boy is 12 or 13, depending on the date of his birth, the month, he goes through a ceremony where he now is considered a man, an apprentice man, you might say.
所以在今天犹太人还是有这样的习俗，当一个孩子到12岁或者13岁，这取决于他出生的月份不同啊，会给他举办一个仪式，然后就宣告他成为一个，或者说一个见习成人吧，就是徒弟啊，就是学徒的成人。
It's a time when he begins to take on the responsibility of adulthood.
那就他要开始承担一个成人的责任了。
And so, When his parents started back to Nazareth, they were, what was it, 3 days? Verse 43, when they had finished the days, they returned. The boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company,They went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
守满了节期，他们回去。孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道，以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他，既找不着就回耶路撒冷去找他。过了3天就遇见他在殿里，坐在教室中间，一面听一面问。
And notice this, parents come and say, well, why we're worried about you. He said, well, I must be about my father's business.
当他父母来找到他的时候就说，你为什么这样啊，我们都很担心你。然后耶稣说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
His father's business was to be in subjection to his mother and father, but this was a special case where he had an opportunity not to teach. He didn't teach the teachers in Jerusalem. He listened to them and asked them questions. It wouldn't have been the right thing for him to be teaching the teachers in Jerusalem.
那这里面说的这个以我的事父神的事为念，当然也包括服在他父母的权柄之下，但是呢这次呢是一个不同的事件，因为他要抓住这次机会在这个圣殿里面呢学习，他不是在那里教导这些老师，因为在他这个年龄教导这些圣经教师是不合适的，他是一边听一边问。
Now notice what the Lord Jesus, when his parents said they were worried, he asked them a question.
还记得要注意，就是当他的父母问他，就是你为什么像我们这样行的时候，主耶稣问了他们一个问题。
And he asked them the question, he says, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?
他说，你们岂不应该知道我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Even his parents were blind to the fact that this was the very Son of God, the Savior of the world.
因为他们的父母在这件事情都是眼瞎的，因为他们看不见他就是神的儿子，这世人的救主。
Well, next week we're going to jump ahead 18 years.
我们下一周呢要跳过这个18年啊，直接到他30岁的时候了。
And he's going to be 30 years of age, and we're going to talk about his public inauguration into his ministry.
我们要讲到他在30岁的时候要开始服事前的这个就职仪式了。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起做结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you for these glimpses of that life.
主啊，我们要感谢您，让我们瞥见了一眼这个生命啊。
That life which is the light of men.
这生命是人的光。
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not.
他在世人中间，这世界也是他造的，但是世人却不认识他。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to be called the children of God.
但是凡接纳他的，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
And so, Father, we thank you for that life, and we bless you.
我们为这生命感谢您，我们颂赞您。
That life which is eternal.
这生命是永恒的。
Now, Father, bless our time, bless the word rather to us this evening. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，求您祝福今天我们学习的这些的话语。我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.